Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of the Beatitudes, we were taught that the mourning in this verse is not being sorrow for the judgment that we bear for our sin, but for the sin that brought the judgment. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Cain said to God, "My judgment is greater than I can bear." Now, Cain does not express sorrow for sin. He does not seek to be right with God. Rather, this is the, well, why me, God? Why would you allow this to happen to me? It's that attitude. And as if we're so pure and so holy and so good, God owes us something. And it's just the opposite. Instead of trying to learn what God is teaching us, this is the person that sees only, hey, I'm troubled, I'm inconvenienced, and I feel sorry for myself, and we blame God. Well, my friend, that type of mourning is an enemy to the blessedness of God. Do not count yourselves as one of the blessed mourning people if your mourning is self-pity. We must believe and praise God. For example, Romans 8:28, where we're told that all things work together for good to those who love God, for those who are the called according to his purpose. Now, I'll say a little bit more about that verse a little bit later. But what we need to understand is that God's program is not temporary. His program is eternal. And so we need to learn to think in the eternal. We need to have eternity set in our hearts. Now, we must remember, God is teaching us as children. And he's trying to conform us to his dear son. Now, secondly, we see that mourning is not a guilty conscience. It's not self-pity, and secondly, it's not a guilty conscience. Now, Judas had a sorrow that worketh death. He didn't want forgiveness of the sin. When we look at Judas Iscariot, this man basically wanted relief of a guilty conscience. He not only betrays Christ, he murders himself. Now, that's not a righteous sorrow. That's not godly. Now, what he did in selling Jesus for 30 pieces of silver was deplorable. But he's not sorry for the sin. He's sorry for the guilty conscience. Now, there's a lot of suicide and depression, and both seem to be a form of self-punishment for a guilty conscience. Now, let me just add this. If you're contemplating suicide and you're living in depression or some other thing, you have a great guilty conscience and you think, well, there, I'm just going to end it all. Suicide does not end it all. The only thing suicide does is it takes away from you the opportunity to try to make amends, the opportunity to try to make things right, the opportunity to try to do things better. You see, my friend, once you leave this life, it's forever. Your mind will not go to sleep. In other words, your spirit will not go to sleep. You're not in a soul sleep. Oh, no, no. Once your soul departs from this life, it's in eternity. And the only problem is that you'll be fully conscious in eternity. You'll know what you've done, and you will not be able to do anything about it. Not only for the thing of which you have a guilty conscience, but also for the personal murder of yourself. And my friend, that will always be before you along with the other problems. You won't be able to escape them. Suicide is not an escape. Now again, this guilty conscience is not the mourning of which Christ spake. It's the sorrow of the world. It is sorry for the guilty conscience, more so than it is for the sin or for the offense. The sin is to the holiness of God. Now, on the one hand, we need to learn to hate the sin. Just find it repulsive. I have, in my ministry, when there have been men and women that have been thinking about leaving their mate, and they're having an affair with someone else, I've asked God to please make that other person just repulsive to them. Make the relationship to seem repulsive to them. Just make them sick of the relationship. Now, I've prayed that way, and I believe that it's right to pray that way. And I think that when people are in sin, they need to learn to hate the sin. Now, on the other hand, Philippians 3:13-14 must come into focus when we're dealing with a guilty conscience for sin. In Philippians 3:13-14, forgetting those things which are behind. Now, why would we forget those things which are behind? Because we've taken to Christ. We've confessed them as sin. We don't want that sin in our life any longer. We want to forsake it. We're repentant. And so now we need to forget it. Quit trying to repunish it ourselves. Let the Lord take care of it. That sin was fully punished on the cross. So forgetting those things which are behind, but you don't stop there. He adds, and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So you not only forget that which is past, but at the same time, you're reaching forth to those things which are before. You're going towards that mark. You're going towards that call that Christ Jesus has on your life. You're seeking it, and you're seeking to fulfill it and do it. So you always trust God and let Him work it out. Now, yes, you're going to have problems. They're going to hit. No, the problems are going to enter your life. But in every temptation, every trial, tell yourself this. God is here. He knows exactly what I'm doing and thinking. And I will give account how I exercise my free will in this matter. Why do anything we wish Him not to know? He is omnipresent. Remember, God is here. We cannot hide. Why do anything we wish Him not to know? Because we can't hide. And we can never escape our accountability to Him. Why not repent and then live the rest of your life so that you can give an account with joy? So, my friend, mourning is not a guilty conscience, and mourning is not self-pity. And then the third thing we see, that mourning is not a formula to escape judgment. Pharaoh is the prime example of this. He repented many times during the 10 plagues, not for the sin, but for the relief of the judgment that was upon him, the relief of the judgment that was hitting him and his people. So that was the reason. I remember being at college right after I had graduated from high school, and this was a Christian college. It's not the one I graduated from, but it was a Christian college. It was, at that time, it was a very good Christian college. Now today, that same Christian college has gone away from the book. They've gone away from the ways of righteousness and holiness. And I would really have a hard time sending anybody there. I mean, I don't think I've ever been that mad at anybody to send them to a place like that today. But at that time, it was a good, solid Bible college. But we had one young man. He'd get into trouble. He might be off campus fighting, off campus without permission. I think the same guy one time filled the baptistry of the church with soap bubbles so that when that thing was filled and circulating, there were bubbles everywhere. And it seemed like this guy got caught quite often as well. And usually when there was something really wrong, you said, well, it must have been him. Well, that same guy, it seemed like he walked forward and got saved about five times. Every time he was in trouble, you knew he was going to go forward and get saved. Well, he's trying to escape the consequences. Folks, that is not escaping. That's only delaying. And eventually that guy was removed from college. Now, when a problem is not faced and removed through confession and repentance, then we'll continue as Pharaoh to seek to remove the consequences instead of the sin. And if you're trying to remove the consequences, you're going to find that that sin will keep popping up in your life. Sometimes it has been adultery for people, and they've been truly sorry for it and just felt such a guilt, and they felt like dirt for having a relationship with another. But then they're sorry for that feeling. They're sorry for the guilt they feel. They're sorry, especially if it's brought consequences. But many times they're not sorry for the sin, and later they're back in sin again, the same kind of sin with only maybe somebody different the next time. But they're back in sin. There must be a genuine sorrow for the sin. Now, the basis of mourning is judging sin in our life. We do that out of regard to God's honor. And there is a genuine sorrow for sin and an ever-seeking desire for Christ. Now, an overwhelming desire to make restitution is usually the way to tell if someone is sorry for their sin or they're just sorry for their consequences. You see, that word restitution, that's the person who, even though he knows he's forgiven, still desires to make it up.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5. 2 Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.